Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Helen Rostova, and I'm an environmental psychologist. Today, I'm going to share some fascinating insights into how the time of year we are born might influence our later career choices, particularly in the fields of science, nature, and agriculture. When people hear about birth months and personality, they often immediately think of astrology and star signs. However, my research actually looks at the impact of the climate during a baby's first few months of life. It's a purely scientific approach to understanding human development.
Historically, studies on this topic tended to focus on traditional, desk-based professions. Initially, researchers expected to find that people handling money, like accountants, would share a specific birth season. But, as it turned out, bankers were the ones who showed a remarkably strong link to winter births.
My team, however, wanted to look at professions connected to the natural world. When we shifted our focus to agriculture, we initially guessed that landscape gardeners would mostly have spring birthdays. However, the data revealed that farmers are the professionals who predominantly share this birth season. It seems there's a deep-rooted connection there.
We also looked at the broader scientific field. You might assume that those carrying out laboratory research are mostly summer babies. In reality, individuals who spend their time doing outdoor work, such as field biologists and ecologists, tend to be born in the warmer months.
The results for autumn births, particularly those born in September, were entirely unexpected. Instead of gravitating towards traditional, solitary outdoor roles, a significant proportion of these individuals end up creating digital content or working in media strategy. They seem to possess a unique blend of analytical and creative skills that suits the modern technological landscape perfectly.
So, what is the science behind all this? We suspect this isn't related to a mother's diet or the baby's immune system, as some have suggested. Rather, it's closely connected to the infant's developing biological clock, which adapts to the specific daylight hours and temperature fluctuations they first experience.
This early exposure seems to foster certain personality traits. For instance, people born in summer often demonstrate remarkable patience. We originally thought physical strength might be their key trait, but being willing to wait is absolutely essential for agricultural scientists who spend years monitoring long-term crop growth.
There are also a lot of myths that our research has managed to bust. Interestingly, while previous generations assumed that winter babies were destined to become artists or musicians, our modern data indicates something else entirely. They are actually much more likely to pursue demanding careers in veterinary science or medicine.
Ultimately, while a person's genetic background is undeniably important, it seems that our early physical environment plays an equally crucial role in shaping our later professional preferences. It subtly steers us towards environments where we feel most comfortable.
If you want to dive deeper into this topic and see the full statistical breakdown, I was originally planning to launch a podcast this autumn, but instead, my comprehensive book will be published next spring. I hope you'll pick up a copy. Now, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.